Okay. Yeah, I hear it now.
Could everyone please take their seats so we can continue? Okay, so next on our agenda is the discussion by breaking into smaller groups. So I would ask you to please take a number from 1 to 4 subsequently, and then we'll group all ones, all twos, all threes and fours. Do you have a better model, Alejandro?
Alejandro Pisanti, just for practical purposes, let's sort of cluster geographically where we already are instead of having everybody shuffle around. That will get started faster.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Yeah, one, two, three. Evan?
Everyone on this side, one group. Everyone on this side, one group.
And everyone
behind us, one group.
Okay, then three groups.
We can balance it.
Yeah. We can balance it.
Some geographies are bigger than others.
Okay, so once we break into these groups, we have some basic questions on the screen that are not the whole set of questions we would expect to answer, but just a suggestion or a baseline from which we can start the discussion. And these basic questions are, who represents who and why within a multi-stakeholder effort? And is the multi-stakeholder model the best way to address the needs of decision within internet governance? And is this the only model, I mean the ICANN model, is this the only model that there is around? And also Evan has another very important question to raise.
Actually, this came about by examining some of the discussion that took place already, and it has to do with the role of government. How does the multi-stakeholder model address the criticism by governments and others that say a government was democratically elected, people voted for it? Does that government not already represent various interests, business interests, personal interests, civil society interests, by virtue of its existence as a government, especially one that was democratically elected? How does our need to have a multi-stakeholder system address the complaints that we have indeed heard from some governments that the government already is a custodian of the public interest by virtue of their political mandate? So that's a question that I think at least should be raised in your group. And one thing that I want to ask of you, please, one of the first things you should do when you get together in your group, appoint one or two people as your own note takers that then will come back and I will work with them to try and incorporate it into our own documents going forward. So please assign somebody first who will be the person who's taking your notes, who will summarize what you're talking about, and then come back so we can incorporate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you.
Thanks, Evan. And we're running short on time, so it's 5:20. We're supposed to finish this meeting at 6, so I'll ask you to end your work with your group at 5 before 6, so we can reconvene, and then go to our next meeting. So let's begin, and let's have this discussion. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, we have a question. This is Eduardo. Chair, which question are we going to answer? The third one?
No. I would think that each group answer all questions so we can have a broader point of view.
Right. But you can do this in whatever form you want. You don't have to say answer number one this, answer number two this. Essentially, use this as something to just guide or provoke your own discussion.
Exactly.
Take it in whatever direction your group wants to do and just come back with some comments on it.